ass. Is that okay? We just left the conference. I was there. We had the privilege of preaching there, and we were all there together. And it seemed like the theme of the whole conference was that there was a transition that was taking place, and that there were young people that had never done anything before, and had never walked in power, and had never walked in dominion, that were getting ready to go and walk into that place. Say, well, what does that have to do with me, preacher? I'll tell you what it has to do with you. When you read through Israelites' history, anytime God got ready to take Israel to a new level, he raised up a generation and said, now you go in and you do what I've told you to do. Hey, it's the concept that there's old men for counsel and young men for war. But can I tell the council tonight that when the young people go up and they start fighting the battle, you get to partake of the spoil with them. I'm telling Birmingham, you better get ready, because there's some young people that we're not taking no for an answer, but we're going to press in. We're going to break through. We're going to see God work. Watch God move. Watch God deliver. Tell you what, I'd hate to know that I didn't buy into what God was doing right now. I'd hate to know that I come back with an evil report. Yeah, it's a good land, but I don't think we can do it. That's the kind of people that God leaves in the wilderness. I'm here to tell you right now is the time to get on board. If you've never outreached before, then now's the time to outreach. If you've never prayed in the Holy Ghost, then now is the time to pray in the Holy Ghost. If you've never broke through in the Holy Ghost, then now is the time to break through. Because great and mighty things, I'm telling you right now in the Holy Ghost, the latter rain and the former rain together are being poured out in this house. Just obey the Holy Ghost right now. It's just the nature of God to never let himself be outdone. So, but that's easy to say. Nobody can outdo God. No, that's not what I'm talking about. God will never let himself outdo himself. So you're talking about two different... No, I'm not. I'm telling you that the next miracle that God does is going to be bigger than the last miracle that he did. That's just the nature of God. He's always thinking about how can I give him something to talk about. Again, I'm not talking about two God. I'm talking about the God that looks at his last miracle and says, if y'all thought that was something, watch this. I'm talking about a God that looks at the last revival and says, if you thought that was something, watch this. The last breakthrough you had, and nothing compared to the next breakthrough you're gonna have. New life, you ain't seen. Your best days, you ain't seen. It's not here yet. You're walking towards it, but the greater revival is ahead. The greater breakthrough is ahead. The greater deliverance, it's ahead. You're thinking, how many times have we heard that? Right? How many times have we been here? How many times have we walked this way? How many times have we wandered around the same mountain? But Brother Collins, I hear that as if the Lord is speaking to Moses, You've come past this mountain long enough. You've been here too many times. It's time to climb up. It's time to go to the next level. Say, well, what does that mean? It means you pray like you've never prayed before. It means you worship like you've never worshiped before. I'm just going to go ahead and step out on this. New Life Church is a worshiping church. But dare I say, there's some of us that still got a hold of our pride and won't let it go to shout and dance like God's been good to you. But I'm telling you, if you let go of that pride, Jonathan walks back from defeating the Philistines, him and his armor bearer. And the Bible says that honey was spewed on the ground everywhere that they looked. But you see, the deal was that Saul had already started failing God. And he had caused the people to say, we're not going to partake of that. A man that was not spiritually oriented said, you don't need that. But Jonathan came in, and the Bible says that he took his staff and he stuck it in the honey, and he brought the honey to his lips, and he said the words, see how mine eyes are enlightened. You know what that is? That's a type of vision. He said, see how my eyes are enlightened. He said, when you look at what I'm tasting, I'm seeing things different than you're seeing them. And so you've been asking, how in the world can you get up and preach revival in the middle of this? How in the world, Pastor Collins, can you have outreach like this? Bishop, how can we have a revival where our church doubles in one revival? I'm going to tell you how. Well, first of all, you need to start drinking from the well we're drinking from. You need to start tasting the honey so that you can buy into the vision. Saul will try to convince you that the honey's no good. Saul will try to convince you you don't need any of this. But I'm here to put the devil on the run and say everybody needs to taste of this. You need this honey. You need this vision. You need what I'm preaching about. This vision that's been cast. This promise that's been given. You need to buy it. So, this ain't what I'm preaching. I'm just going to obey the Holy Ghost, okay? Is this all right if we just flow in this for a minute? I feel the prophetic operate right now. And so, when you get to the place and you make it to where everybody's drinking and everybody's eating from the same thing, then it's a little bit easier to go to the next portion. Because Jonathan said, how much greater would the victory have been if everybody would have partook? Look at somebody and say, I'm a part of everybody. Shake them a little bit and tell them, you're a part of everybody. And I know we don't all shout the same. And I get it, we don't all dance the same. But if everybody would partake, I'm telling you right now, I feel the miraculous in this house. I feel victory in this house. I feel deliverance in this house. But how much greater would it be? I'm pulling for somebody right now. How much greater would it be if everybody said, I've never done this before. I've never shouted. I've never lifted up my voice. But right now, I'm going to take about 20 seconds and link up with my brother and link up with my sister. What would happen if everybody got a hold of somebody and said, let's praise him together. Let's shout together. Let's dance together. Let's partake of the honey. Let's partake of the breakthrough. Let's partake. Let's get it. I'm telling everybody in the pew, grab your neighbor and shout. shout with them. Grab your neighbor and dance with them. Grab your neighbor and tell them, let's partake of the honey. Let's partake of the breakthrough. Jonathan, I know you can have victory with the beat of the drum, but with no musicians, I'm gonna give you a minute to praise him. With no music, can you still dance? With no music, can you still praise him? With no music, can you still walk in to the promised land? You see, Saul had to have a musician to break through, but David understood, if all I've got is my voice. Jonathan understood that if all I got is the honey, I'll break through, I'll break through, I'll break through, I'll break through. Come on, there's a depth in the Holy Ghost here right now. We're walking into new places. We're walking into the next dimension. We're walking into a next breakthrough. We've been in this place for too long. Come on, friend. Come on, new life. Step in to the favor. Step in to the breakthrough. Get you some honey and get bought into the vision. And let's go. Let's have revival. You hear that, devil? That's the sound of an army that's standing up. Come on, it's not enough to just go to new life. You got to buy into the vision. It's not enough to just go to church. You got to be a part of it. Come on, everybody that will, every backslider, you ought to plug in right now. Come on, this is still your church. This is still belongs to you. Come on, this is still where you belong. Come on, if you're listening in online right now, you ought to plug into what the Holy Ghost is doing. You ought to get your children down beside the couch and pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, there's another wave of it right there. Come on, if you work in the gift of travail, you need to travail right now. If you're a prayer warrior, you need to be praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on, if you've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you need to pray in tongues. You need to pray through. You need to break through. Come on, don't just pray till you're talking in tongues. Pray till the Spirit's praying through you with moanings and groanings that cannot be discerned. Pray until the Spirit is making intercession for itself. Pray until you're walking in the supernatural and you're pulling down strongholds. Pray until your family feels the effect. Pray until your high school feels the effect. Pray until your college campus feels the effect of your travail. Yeah. Yeah, you ought to be led by the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, you ought to be walking in the Holy Ghost right now. If God tells you to pray with somebody, go do it. If God tells you to travail, then do it. Come on, man of God. Come on, woman of God. Come on, saint. Woo! How about it in the balcony? Would you reach over and grab somebody by the hand and pray with them in the Holy Ghost? Woo! Well, I know this isn't normal Sunday night. I get it. We're used to preaching right now. But the Holy Ghost is doing something. The Holy Ghost is doing something. We got to flow in the Spirit. Come on, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. And while you're walking in the Spirit, come on, the blinded eyes can be opened. While you're walking in the Spirit, the deaf ears can be opened. While you're walking in the Spirit, the cancer can be healed. While you're walking in the Spirit, your backslidden family can pray through. While you're walking in the Spirit. Come on, press in, press in, press in. If you're not in yet, press in. Come on, if you're not in yet, press in. If you're not praying in the Holy Ghost yet, you need to find somebody that is and ask them to pray with you until you pray through. There it is again. Come on, there's another wave of it. There's another wave of it flowing over this house right now. Come on, press in. Press in. Press in. I'm going to tell you, there's an angel here that's troubling the water. There's an angel here, an angel of breakthrough that's troubling the water. And if you'll get in while the waters are troubled, the Holy Ghost is going to work. The Holy Ghost is going to give you a breakthrough. Come on, backslider. Come on, cold saint. Come on, young person that ain't prayed through. Come on, young person that's never spoken in tongues. It's time to get into the water while it's troubled. I plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of condemnation that comes against every backslider right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you don't have to be condemned. We love you. You don't have to be condemned. We're praying for you. We're on the same team. We're believing God for you. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, this is what's going to give you the power to become what God wants you to be. We talk about it here all the time. This atmosphere is what empowers you to walk into places that nobody else has ever walked before. This is what gives you the dominion to walk through your high school and cast out devils and pray people through and lay hands on the sick and them recover. Come on, that's it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Woo! Come on, you ought to link up with somebody and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Where two or three agree, touching any one thing, it shall be done. Woo! Come on, something supernatural is happening right now. Something supernatural is happening right now. Woo! Step into the water. Come on and step into the water. Come on and step into the water. Woo! Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. More is happening right now than can meet the eye. Come on, God's doing something powerful right now. I know it don't look like much on the surface. It looks like people that are just walking around and incoherently speaking in an unknown language. Come on, somebody, but there's something happening under the surface. There's something happening under the surface. There's an empowering that's happening right now. If you need to be dismissed, just remember church back here Wednesday night. They got all kind of stuff going on this week. Remember your deal. If you need to be dismissed, but I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't leave if I was you and I hadn't got my breakthrough yet. I wouldn't leave until I plugged in and stepped into the deeper water. Come on. Deep calleth unto deep. Woo. Woo. Oh, and this is what the book of Acts looked like. This is what it started with. It didn't start with anything else. It started with a prayer meeting. Come on, that's what this is. This is an apostolic prayer meeting where things in the spirit are rendered in two. The ceiling that you can't see with your natural eyes is broken and busted, and we go into a new dimension that only starts when God's people pray in the Holy Ghost. Woo. We're going to get in groups of two or three right now, because the Bible says where two or three agree touching any one thing, it shall be done. I want you to get up with two or three in Jesus' name. Say, preacher, what are we praying about? I don't know. The Spirit will pray for itself. Come on, the Spirit will pray through you. The Spirit will pray through you. The Spirit's going to pray through you right now. Yeah. Let it pray through you. Let the Spirit pray through you. Let the Spirit pray through you. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here. Ooh. We're in a very special place right now where when you pray things in the Holy Ghost and even with knowledge in English or whatever your primary language is, it's almost as if we're standing where Jacob was when the angels were descending and ascending. And I hear the Lord dispatching angels. I hear the Lord dispatching angels to your situations. I hear the Lord dispatching angels to this city to work, warring angels, ministering spirits. Oh, it's been as if we've been like Daniel and we've been praying, but the Lord told me to tell this church, I heard you the first time you prayed, but the warring's been going on in the heavens. But this day it's being broken. This day. This day it's being broken. Lord, I think we ought to just lift our hands right now. We ought to just lift our hands and pray one more time in the Holy Ghost. Don't miss your opportunity. Don't miss your opportunity. But I'm just going to tell you, there's some burdens being removed right now. Some weights you've been carrying around that are being taken off right now. The yoke that's been around your neck, come on, it's being broken because of the anointing of God that's in this house right now. I hear the Lord saying, ask me what you will. Ask me what you will. Ask me. What do you need? Ask me for it. Ask me for it.
I feel the ministry of restoration working right now. While the church continues to pray, I want to pray to someone, or I want to talk to someone just for a moment. Come on, if you're praying, don't stop praying, please. I want to talk to somebody just for a minute that the devil's convinced you that because of what you've done, you're too far gone. Maybe you're listening in online, sitting here in the service, and you look around at everything that's going on. You say, that used to be me. I used to do that. I used to travail. I used to pray in the Holy Ghost, but now I'm just a shamble of a has-been. I'm going to tell you what's in this house right now. I'm going to tell you why some of these people have been praying the way they've been praying for you. What's happening in this house right now is the spirit of restoration. God is wanting to restore. There's some of you that used to be leaders in worship that no longer are leaders in worship, but I hear the Lord saying, I want to restore. I want to restore. I want to restore everything that you've lost. Everything that's broken, everything that's been crushed, your dreams, your visions, your ministry, your anointing. You feel like you don't have any of it because of the place that you're in right now. But I hear, I'm telling you, I hear it as clear as day. I want to restore. You know, it's really easy. It's really easy for us to say things. We come to church and we're broken. It's easy for us to say stuff like, I love you, Jesus. Because who wouldn't want to love a God like our God? That's easy to say. But I'm going to talk to somebody right now that because of your mistake, your problem's not saying, I love you, Jesus. Your problem is saying, Jesus loves me. Because the enemy has got in your mind and convince you that God no longer loves you and God no longer cares because of what you've done. Understand, sin will always be sin. That's never going to change. But I'm telling you that you're at a crossroads right now. Hear me, somebody in this house tonight, you're at a crossroads right now. Don't make the wrong decision. Because if I were to just be blunt today and put it to you exactly how God gave it to me, because you might not make it back to this crossroads again. There's help here. There's hope here. But you've got to extend your hand and get a hold of the hand of the Lord. Come on, there's everything that happened in the past, we can deal with that. That's over. That's yesterday. That's gone. We can work through that stuff. The baggage that you're carrying because of the decisions that you made, we can deal with the baggage. That's what the church is here for, to help you through that stuff. That's why we're the body of Christ. But I'm telling you right now, you're standing at this crossroads and you know what to do. And you know who I'm talking to. You know it and I know it. The Holy Ghost just revealed it to me just a moment ago. You know who you are. I know who you are. The Holy Ghost knows who you are. I don't want to embarrass you tonight, but please don't miss your opportunity. Because you might not make it back to this crossroads. God wants to restore. God wants to do a great work in you. God wants to do a great work in your family. God wants to give you peace in your mind. You've been so tormented since you left. God wants to give you peace in your mind. Come on, would you all over the house, would you lift your hands one more time and just pray in the Holy Ghost? God can still restore you. God can still restore you. He'll take what the devil meant for evil. He'll turn it around. Yeah. Come on, just a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes. I know you got to go to work tomorrow, but just press in just a few more minutes. Come on, would you help Brother Phillips just a few more minutes? Come on, I don't want anybody talking, anybody looking around, anybody. It can wait till after church. Come on, if you really need to talk to somebody, come talk to Brother Sutton. Come on, nobody. No, just let's have a moment here where God can do what He wants to do. We're not too busy to wait on the Lord. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Thank you. there's newness of joy and peace in your presence. It's only in